A brand new season, only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing could have been there is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello?
The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
We can see so much of the world with our cars. But we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repairing now and what can wait, so you can go with confidence. Bridgestone Select, Tyre and Auto.
St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully is a Catholic secondary school for boys, focusing on academic excellence, multiple pathways for success and development of life skills. St. Joseph's offers a diverse curriculum tailored to suit how boys learn and reach their highest potential, with state-of-the-art learning facilities, our sports academy and an incredible sports precinct. Register now at stjosephs.com.au for enrolment information and principal tours. St. Joseph's College, a school that prepares for life.
Don't miss out. Mimosa Homes' Double Advantage promotion is on now. Save big and build the home you've always wanted with premium upgrades like higher ceilings, stunning kitchen benchtops and more. Plus, the first 250 buyers get up to 50% off fixed site costs. Hurry, these savings are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone. Visit one of Mimosa Homes' 50 display centres across Melbourne today and secure double the savings before it's too late. T's and C's apply.
Mimosa Homes.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1800gotjunk.com.au.
We'll do it live!
The biggest radio show in Australian history.
Get your hands up! Woo!
Broadcasting around the world.
The world.
The King and Queen of Radio.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O. Henderson.
The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Reign Supreme.
A show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O. Show.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
You know we're superstars. We are who we are.
Hi, Ed Sheeran here.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
I'm Colin and Jackie O.
This is Pink.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Bieber.
Hi, this is Ariana Grande.
Hey, Chris Hemsworth here with Kyle and Jackie O.
Just getting started. How we feeling? Thanks for coming.
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good name, right?
You're listening to the boy from the big bad city.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
Kyle, let's go!
The golden microphone is on.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power, still out of Beverly Hills. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Kyle.
Today, a lot of people, Tyler Henry, that psychic medium, he's got a Netflix show now.
Yeah, he does. I love Tyler Henry.
Yeah,
he's so good.
Really, really genuine young kid.
Very sweet, too.
Yeah, really sweet.
We're going to be chatting to him. Also, George Costanza, otherwise known as Jason Alexander, from Seinfeld. Kyle caught up with him on set of the Uber Eats ad.
That's right.
In Los Angeles.
It was weird because, like, everyone knows Costanza, you know?
Yeah.
No one knows Jason Alexander,
well,
the actor.
Well, we just see them as the same people, to be honest.
I know. I sat with him. That was great. And we got a weird ranger coming on for TMI today. The dude looking for women.
Yeah. Yep. That's coming up in a round of our news. All the gossip on the way.
Okay. Live out of Beverly Hills, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
But I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens. Out of Georgia now, you're lonely in this city. Lying with me and you're scared, it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, 'cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it, oh, I hate it out, the reason that you're in your head right now. while your world is spinning out. So slow it down, take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep in dirty waters full of hope is down. Let me pull you out, let me hold you now. Let me slow it down. Ain't it funny how it changes, how the future rearranges. I get nervous, oh I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others. Only girl that's never let me is my mother or lover. And I know you probably hate it, but I'm in my head right now. So
around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
If you do know me, you probably know me as Jason Alexander.
That's known on television as George Costanza.
Jason Alexander, we're here in Hollywood. I didn't realize you actually lived here. I just assumed you're a New Yorker.
Yes, that's the big illusion of the Seinfeld show. They took everybody from New York, moved them out to L.A. to make a show about New York.
Did you really work here? You
did. We shot no actor.
Yeah.
In any frame of the Seinfeld show was ever in New York City.
That blows my mind.
Everything that looked like New York we did here. Now they would shoot some, you know, some establishing shots in New York, but no actor performed a frame of the Seinfeld show in New York.
Okay, this is interesting. So we saw the Uber Eats campaign that you're the star of. We've seen a lot of people on these. They've bought out the cream of the crop for Uber. Did you ever sit back and go, will I get a call for this? Is it something? Like, you're not the type of guy who's chasing the Colgate ad and the Brute 33. You're not that guy. But this is it's a different company, Uber Eats. Why do you think so many big-name stars are like, I'm in it? Because we use it? We can relate?
Well, we definitely use it. Uber Eats became my friend during the pandemic.
Yes, a lot of us love that.
I didn't, because there were other apps that were doing delivery stuff, but they had, like, niche
weird
areas.
Names, yes. Yeah, I want the
and
whole
when
suburb.
And when my son, my older son, Gabe, who said to me, why don't you just use Uber? Because I don't need a ride. And he said, no, they do. This is what they do. And I got the app. And I'm,
how old's your oldest?
My oldest is 32.
Oh, my oldest is 2 years old.
Oh.
That's all I've got.
That's my grandson's
age. Assumed I wasn't working. So that's your grandson's age?
Yeah.
God, no.
So if you'd like to double duty for a while.
No. So when you did this campaign, obviously it's going back nostalgic. It's a classic character. I'm assuming it's George. Did they ever ask you to take the beard off? Like,
well,
really, really commit to the role?
So, it's not George, it's Jason. But, it's Jason with a smattering of George.
Because Jason is, like...
Neurotic? It's Jason is Jason, right. Even though the woman playing my wife is not my wife.
Right.
The beard, they would have loved for me to not have the beard.
Did they ask?
Of course they
asked.
And
you said...
It's not because of a vanity thing. I am about to do a production of Fiddler on the Roof, and I need
But this is TV. That's like theatre.
Yeah, I understand.
I know theatre types think theatre is above movie star.
Well, we do kind of elevate it.
But isn't it theatre, TV star, movie star?
No. Well, for many... For many, if I could make a living as a movie star, I might change my order of hierarchy.
What a great character!
Let's go back to 1980.
Who would have thought that would read so badly now?
I'm surprised it is still as beloved as it is.
Is it a movie about a prostitute?
Yeah.
That's not how it was sold to us, though. But we fell in love with the spirit of the story. It goes to show all different types of humans have a nice story.
Well, I'll tell you what Pretty Woman is. It is a testament to how good Julia Roberts is.
She's fabulous.
Because that performance kind of makes you forgive everything else.
Yeah, it does. That's
She's
true.
So radiant.
Yeah.
In that film.
And delightful.
That you just kind of, you know, you go, okay.
Do you think Julia would do the Uber Eats?
Julia Roberts?
Yeah. Would she do this?
You want me to ring her up? Like I have
ring
her.
You can ring her up.
She might. Who knows?
I've got to ask one more thing.
Sure.
It's nothing to do with the Uber or any of the past amazing work you've done. You've done cartoon voices. I felt stay in your own lane. You're a TV, you're a movie guy. You want to do the voices now. That's sort of my area. But anyway, you do you. Is it weird that as a 53-year-old man in Mel's Diner, I took a photo of a man who I really admired his look? And I've been searching for a different look. And when you're dealing with this, you're limited.
Who's the guy you...
I can show you the photo. Yeah. I don't know the guy. I did a sneaky...
Oh, was he a patron?
Another diner. I didn't know. And
no
my I was with other people and they were like, that's not on.
And he's the guy you want to emulate?
Well, I'll show you because I've got the gray hair and the beard.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm limited. I'll just quickly show you.
That's not limited in my book.
Well, yeah.
I only have the beard. You at least got the
hair.
Look,
I've got Bruno back here. Bruno, he's bald. He's got all these issues. I said, no one cares. What do you think of that guy's? What do you think?
Oh, sure.
Do you think I could pull that off?
You could pull that off, absolutely.
Okay. Well,
that's a little hair gel. That's all that
I wanted
is.
To ask you, but I thought, you feel like you're the guy to ask.
A little bit of swag.
You
that's
feel
all
like
that
the
is.
Guy to ask. But
yeah, when it comes to styling. And but, yeah,
and do you just morph from the Jason to, you know, how you said a little bit of George, a little bit of Jason, an esque, it wasn't your wife. Who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you? Do you just put on...
I've been in therapy for 30 years trying to answer that question. You think if I could just spout that off, I would have saved thousands of
And
them.
I've noticed also, you'll pop up on other shows for like a story arc.
Sure.
Do you enjoy... is that something you pursue? Do you think, oh, I don't mind that, whatever. Let's say, not this, that you've done this, Malcolm in the Middle. Not that you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
You
done.
Do a little... You have?
Yeah.
Oh.
I did do a Malcolm
I wasn't
in
a huge
middle.
Fan of the middle. But
that's all right.
But the story arc, you enjoyed those? Like, because
so,
you mainly
you're talking about
theater.
Guesting on other people's shows.
No, I don't know about it.
So when I guest on other people's shows, the question is, A, do I want to be with those people?
Right.
It's not even the show sometimes. Because some shows, you just don't hear much about them.
Sure.
But if they are populated with people that I go, I think I would enjoy the company of that group.
The actors or the...
It could be actors, writers, directors, the whole shebang. When you step into somebody's show, you're stepping into their house. It's their house.
And you're comfortable in their house or do you like...
Well, it depends on who my host is.
Right, right.
I've guessed it on shows where I went, I hope this ends fairly quickly. And then there are ones that you step into and you feel like you've been a part of it all along.
Right.
And, young Sheldon... Was that way?
Oh, that's a great... Yeah, I love that show.
Wonderful, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel was that way. So, you know, I've been lucky enough to guess right on a couple of occasions.
You've made all the right choices.
I was invited to those homes. That was nice.
Well, that they are... Because I think acting, one of the hardest jobs to establish yourself in and be good and hugely successful, only the select few make it. But then making the right decisions along the way, there's layer upon layer of... extra stress being an actor that people don't see.
You know, most people don't get to make decisions. People always... One of the questions that I get asked all the time is, how do you choose your roles? And I went...
Luck.
I don't take the ones that aren't offered to me. That's for, that's about the only choice I get
to make. So what? You can't
tell
you...
The rest of it is, you know, is it really happening? Do I have to be naked?
Oh,
no? Okay, that's good.
And then they fall through some of these
some
things?
Some fall through. Some make it. Some you do it. They never get out. Some, they, you know, but it's... There's 50 people in Hollywood that are choosing their roles. The rest of us are going, you want me?
Please,
oh
thank
my gosh,
you, thank you.
You.
Well, know. Look, the current role, Uber Eats.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great because you've been in our lives our whole life. I know that's probably not great from your end, but from us, you're just one of those iconic, amazing actors.
Oh, well,
and
nice
you feel like you know you, but obviously we don't know you.
No.
You don't even know yourself, whether you're George,
no,
whether you're,
I'm still
you're Jason.
I'm still searching.
Good luck with
I'll
the therapy.
Thank you.
Thanks for a brilliant ad. And thanks for letting me come by the set and have a chat.
My pleasure. Did they give you an Uber Eats bag on the way in?
No, what do you get?
Whatever you want. That's the beauty.
The canned laughter.
Everything you want except the things you shouldn't have, like canned laughter.
Who came out with the canned laughter? Was that a
that was them?
Was that you?
No, that's not me. That was them.
So you've come up with nothing. You've just...
No.
You've scooped up all the magic.
That is the glory of being me, is I get to go for the ride.
I love it.
I get the lion's share of the money.
I love it.
With none of the responsibility.
That's what we all want.
Right?
It's good to see you, mate. Thanks so much for having me.
A pleasure.
Pleasure to see you.
And do the look.
Oh, no, I'm going to.
It's going to be
great.
I'll
send you a photo.
I look forward to it.
Thank you, mate. There's Jason Alexander. Thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
The Kyle and Jackie O.
Hour of Power.
Around Australia is the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power.
Kyle and Jackie O's.
Too much information.
Too much information.
Been a few weeks since we've done a TMI. Have an interesting fellow ladies yeah. lineup.
Yes.
All we know about this guy so far is that he's open for relationship. Are we going to go through all his little weird closet skeleton things?
Yep, that's right. And then you'll find out everything you need to know up front before you even begin the date. Yeah. And if you don't like what you hear, if you hear one particular information, a bit of information, hang up. That's fine because we've got 10 ladies all lined up ready to date and we'll see who's left at the end
of it.
It
just cuts to the chase. So you don't find out 3 months later, he's missing three toes. That's a deal breaker for me.
Okay. Let's meet today's TMI contestant. Justin is 30 years old.
Hey,
hi, Justin.
Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you.
You're a happy-go-lucky fella. I'd look at you in the street and think, oh, he's got girls lined up around the block.
Oh, thank you. Look, it's been a while. I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
Well, should we rip the Band-Aid off and let's start things,
I'd like to know what he does for a living first.
Just as long as that's not in there, right?
It's not.
It sounds pretty normal.
Yeah, you do.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a tour guide, so I travel up and down the east coast of Australia pretty much most months.
Oh.
Tour guide as in...
So I lead like groups of like 20 to 30 people on a bus. I drive it. We go up to places like Byron Bay, Brisbane, Ellie Beach.
Are you on the microphone? You're like, okay, driving through. This is Port Stephens here on the left.
That's actually spot on. Yeah, literally like that.
My mum and stepfather
did that for 20 years.
Really?
Driving the buses, the coaches.
Did they?
All up and down Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, everywhere.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
It's a great way to see the country.
And you meet some fascinating people. Some people you'd rather not see.
You banged any of those, banged any of them on the bus, on the tour bus?
Oh, look, Cole, I mean, there was a moment in Europe. I don't know if it's in my TMIs or not, but I could talk about that.
Well,
okay, if it's not, we'll bring it up. Otherwise, we'll hear it soon, no doubt.
How many ladies are on the phone there, Jackie? 10
ladies. Right. Here we go. Here's fact number one.
Hi, my name's Justin. I'm a short ginger king at 5'8".
Five foot eight
and ginger. But you think those two are important?
But that's not, you're not Harry Styles. Prince Harry ginger.
Literally all the time.
Prue hates redheads.
Ah, oh, come on.
Okay.
All my life.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's go to fact number two.
I love to collect coffee mugs.
Oh, that's okay. A coffee mug?
Well, it depends. If he's got the entire lounge room wall covered.
How many coffee mugs do you have there?
There is 30 in one of my houses. And then I'm pretty sure I've stored like another box of 20 or so at my mum and dad's house. So there is a fair amount of coffee mugs I collect from most places around the world.
All right. All right. Let's go to fact number three.
My party trick is that I pick drinks up with my toes.
Oh, you pick drinks up with your toes. Okay.
Yeah.
My wife does that. I call her chimpanzee feet.
Yeah. She picks up the remote and everything,
doesn't she?
Yeah. I do that.
Really half monkey. My wife's half monkey. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Why use my hands when I can use my feet, you know?
Well, the good thing is, let's say you're massaging your lover with two hands full of oil, you can still puff away on your cigarette with your feet.
Exactly. I can, like, get it mostly up to my mouth. I used to get it all the way up to my mouth when I was 20, but now that I'm a bit older, it's a bit harder, you know?
Okay. Well,
yeah. All right. Let's go to fact number four.
People always think that I'm gay.
Why is that?
Well, I'm a massive theatre guy.
Theatre guy.
Yeah, a massive theatre. I'm at the theatre like every single week, and people, I think someone called me once the most straight, like a homosexual presenting guy that they've ever seen. So I'm very...
What an honour.
Yeah, I know. People always just say, oh, I thought you were gay. And like, no, I'm straight.
I don't look at people and think gay, unless it's obvious. Like Lockie or someone like that, you look and you think gay. I don't think of it. So it's weird. You just seem like a nice fella. Oh,
girls do.
Yeah,
do
girls. They? Girls generally, you get to that point
the
where
the girls
you're like,
are the ones saying.
Yeah,
that.
You make your move on them and they go, oh, sorry, I thought you were gay. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not.
And you go, oh, no. And they go, well, how weird that you've been watching me undress in my wardrobe for the last 6 months, masquerading as my best gay friend.
Here's fact number five.
I've been hurt by blondes before, so I'm only into brunettes.
Oh,
interesting.
Is that right?
Yes. Hurt by how many blondes are we talking?
Probably three times now. Three times. You know, you go, fool me once, fool me twice. Third time, it's like a done deal.
And you're putting that down to them being blonde, or have you tried brunettes and they've just never hurt you?
Yeah. I've had, I've been with a couple of, brunette girls, Spanish girls, South American, and,
And they don't break your heart. Yeah.
No.
Well, okay. So... Gee, that's very mature to decide after two blondes. All blondes are out.
Yeah, all
blondes
are out.
Well, I might have been waiting for Jackie to come into my life, you know.
Angelica hung up.
Angelica's hung up. She's 25. She must be blonde.
She loves military-type boys. Oh, I know the type.
Oh, that's not you?
That's
no.
Not me.
Reckons it's the emotional damage that she loves.
Who's hung up
loves
now?
She would love Hulk.
We've got Lauren.
Lauren's hung up.
She hung up too.
Lauren's aren't any good anyway.
Oh, Lauren's are beautiful.
They're no good.
Oh, no, who's hung up now?
Must be all blonde people. No.
Oh, God, is Lucy?
She just separated from her husband. So she just wants a little bit of fun, and she must have thought, oh, this guy's soft-cocked, I'm out.
Right.
Sure. Well, you do come across a little... Yeah. But you are a bit soft-cocked with, the weird... all blondes around.
Well, she could have hung around, you never know.
I get it.
Let's go to fact number six.
I used to wear suits everywhere because I was obsessed with Barney from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Which one is he?
The gay one.
Ironically, the gay one. Neil Patrick Harris is gay.
Oh, no. Oh, someone else. Melissa's
hung
up.
Back when I was a teenager.
Oh, that's fine then.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen. Who'd you miss out on? Melissa, she's a baker.
Oh, shit.
Who loves tattoos.
Katie's,
and they're hanging up.
Katie's hung
gone.
Up too.
What's her story, Jackie?
Katie, where is she?
She's a copper.
Oh, there we go. She is. And she
loves to
crochet.
She's a cop who loves to crochet.
Oh, interesting.
She wants a gentle guy that's happy and he wants
and simple behind her.
No, she wants him. Sorry, that is happy to act as a simp behind closed doors.
Oh, right.
As a what?
Is a simp like the
Peter
guy that
wrote that?
Will...
Is that the right information, like, yeah. Peter?
Sort of thing. You know what I mean?
No. I thought a simp was like you're dominating him. Is that right?
Let me call him back and check one second.
Or is he the one?
Hey guys, it's Hulk here.
Oh yeah.
Hey Hulk, he knows.
Yeah, maybe that's what
just to
thinking.
Clarify, a simp is like a dude who like. He's a bitch for women. Like he lets the women wear the pants. Sorry, I'm eating a croissant.
Yeah.
And I just got a tooth taken out yesterday, so I'm really
that's
living
fine,
the dream.
Bro, you do you. We're all terrified.
Oh
so whatever you
God.
Want.
That's
so,
hilarious.
So,
no.
so you're saying that cop wants some little bitch at home that
she can dominate,
and this guy doesn't quite clarify. That he qualifies this.
He fits the bill to me.
I thought I've kind of fit that bill a little bit. I'd be
happy.
That's
what I think. That's not being insulting. You're 5'8", you're ginge, you're soft, you're nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe that copper was a blonde.
Maybe.
Okay, let's go to next fact, number 7.
Once in India, I thought I met God.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I ended up in hospital randomly from what it turns out to be heat stroke, and in the midst of, like, my heat stroke sort of delirium, this woman just appeared in front of me, massaging my head and saying, "Rest now, my child, you'll be fine." And then I passed out, and I swear to I think it was God.
So you don't think there was a real, like, a village woman that came up and found you collapsed?
Yeah.
No.
You thought it was, like, some sort of spiritual
thing?
They
chucked me on the back of a tuk-tuk and took me to the nearest hospital, and then I passed out and I came to, and then this woman was like, "Rest now," and I was like, never saw her again, and I was like, was that God? I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I thought I met Jesus once.
Oh, yeah?
I was I was overseas, did LSD, and then I was chatting to this girl who was a hairdresser from Newcastle. And she was telling me things, and I was like, "I think you're Jesus reincarnated."
Oh,
yeah, I think we've lost our way here a little, everyone. What's the next fact, please?
No offense, but I'm not really into the thicker girls.
Same.
We've lost one.
Yeah. Oh, Maria. Big Maria out.
Maria's gone. We're left with two. Okay.
Okay.
So two are left. We've got Lizzie and Alana.
Oh, nice.
Sound lovely.
Okay, let's go to fact number 9.
I have a podcast all about theatre.
Well, there you go, the last two.
Yeah. They'll jump off, isn't that it? That's it.
No, Lizzie. Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Listen, you know what? It doesn't matter that theatre's another limp-wristed type of association you've got. You've got your own podcast about it. That's something to be admired.
Yeah, I get invited to all the opening nights. You know, I'm there every day, opening nights all the time, so
that's
I'm always happy
you
to bring
enjoy
someone
that.
Around.
Oh, okay, let's go to the last
fact. Dare we play it with one caller left?
No.
Roll it.
I once dumped a girl because she wanted kids and I don't. Well, that's probably going to be the turning point.
Well, no. Like, you're only 30 and you did this once. When? Years ago?
Yeah, it was actually just last year. She wanted kids, like, you know, now.
You've got to be both ready.
And I
did. You both got to, it's, you know, can't be, you can't just give someone a child because they want it.
Like, I'm not saying I'm open to it, but it just wasn't at the time.
Alana is left and she has not hung up. So, Alana, meet Justin.
Hi, Alana.
Hey, Justin. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
This is very interesting.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now, Alana, I'm going to read out some of your stats the producers took. She's into guys with accents, tall, dark, handsome guys, completely the opposite of what we got sitting here.
Completely opposite, but that's okay.
She is a business manager and was on Australian Idol last year.
No way.
Alana, do you remember me?
What did you sing?
Is this the hat?
The hat? No.
No, clearly not.
It was at the end of the night. I sang Shallow by Lady Gaga. Definitely not the song I want to choose. Pink dress and not a good time.
Pink dress?
Yeah.
You had a pink dress? What color? Is your hair white?
No. It's like brunette-y, red-y dye.
That's unlucky.
Ah, there we go.
I'm just trying to I barely know who won last year.
Are you the brunette?
I am.
Oh, I remember.
Oh.
Of course,
there was what?
Yeah,
that's a 50-50 there.
Okay, Justin, do you want to ask her a question since she knows so much about you?
Yeah, I'd love to know what is one kind of, like, what's your worst date story that you've had that kind of, like, has struck you to the core?
God, he's asked like a newspaper journalist question.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
No. I mean, there's lots of worst date stories, to be honest. Everyone's got their thing. God, I mean, off the top of my head, you really put me on the spot here.
Maybe you've never had a real bad date, you know? There's something I've stands out or it doesn't, really.
I mean, there was one time I had to call the police.
Oh, wow.
Not it who sounds he like something was, stand... completely catfished. And...
Yeah. What do you mean? You felt trapped or what happened?
Yeah, he tried to, like, lure me to this place that was isolated and, yeah, it was, like, a full thing. And
oh,
then, like,
right.
And stuff. Yeah.
Jeez, that yeah. is a proper so, I mean, bad date
that's
story.
That's by the yeah. got to the date.
Jesus Christ, that's crazy.
Wow, you two, like, so you want to go out on a date together?
I mean, I'm definitely interested, yeah.
Yeah, I'm down. I like your energy. I like that you're into theatre.
Thank you.
I like that you collect coffee mugs as well, because me too.
Alana, enjoy your date. Justin, love it to meet you. I hope it goes well.
Kyle and Jackie O's
Hour
of Power. Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I dreamed of love. I wrote a song for you, and all the things that you do, and it was called yellow.
And I will try to fix you.
Free tickets to see them live.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Ah, yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I love Coldplay.
Keep it Kiss all weekend to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
Footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52. And Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties, $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
The Maya mid-season sale ends Sunday. Shop 30% off women's shoes by Sandler, Jane Dexter and Easy Steps. Plus 40% off the original price of luggage and travel accessories. Exclusions and conditions apply.
Maya, my store.
The Chemist Warehouse Footy Finals Half Price Cosmetic Sale is on now. All big brand cosmetics are half price. All L'Oreal and Maybelline, half price. All Rimmel and Sally Hansen, half price. And all NYX and Nude by Nature, half price. That's right, all big brand cosmetics are half price. So hurry into Chemist Warehouse for the Footy Final Sale today. And stock up on all your favourites. Sale ends September 29th. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Hey Ben, are you sure it's a good time to build a new house?
Yep, absolutely. Henley's house prices are amazing and we're saving a further $40,000 on luxury upgrades, our facade, flooring and a battery.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's the Henley Big Sale. Wait, where are you going?
To get Chloe and visit Henley.
The Henley Big Sale. Save up to $40,000 on luxury upgrades, flooring, facades or a battery for any new home built. Henley Homes, backed by a $7 billion parent.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
Do you DFO? Because the big brand sale is the best time to go. The big brand sale is now on, with all the brands you crave at up to 70% off. Don't let the outlet thing throw you, it's the legitimate stuff. Get to the big brand sale getting fast. Deals like these aren't built to last. Paying full price, never. Shopping around, clever. Those in the know, DFO.
Visit DFO Essendon, South Wharf, Moorabbin, Uni Hill or dfo.com.au for more.
Bang, 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 bang.
With KFC's $9.95 pack lunch, you can lunch a lot. Score a double tender burger, chips, potato and gravy, plus a drink. Get more bang for your bucket every day at KFC. Not available on delivery.
Bang, 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 bang.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like Chook, Snags, and Chewy. Is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
If you're more ambition than tradition, at Federation University Berwick, we're with you. Want to experience paid work, not pay for work experience? We're with you. Real community with real opportunities? We're with you. How about some actual diversity? We're with you. We're here to back you, to push you, to help and support you. We're in your corner, right here, right now, in this moment. And from this moment on, we're with you. Learn more at federation.edu.au.
Sign up to Caltex Rewards and spend $25 on fuel to earn 500 points. Use your points to get $10 off your next fill. Download Caltex Go today. Limited time only. Terms and conditions apply. Visit caltex.com/au for details.
At Dennis Family Homes, we asked ourselves, what makes a home? Freshly brewed coffee, a full fridge, muddy footprints, clean sheets, laughter, tears, room for the people you love, and the people who drive you crazy. Space to breathe, a place to live. To bring your meaning of home to life, search Dennis Family Homes or visit a display home today. Dennis Family Homes, for whatever home means to you. Building license number CDBU 49195.
Don't you worry, your mum will get the best care at our nursing home.
You mean like 12 months free roadside assistance with every logbook service on almost any car kind of care?
Yeah.
Get the care you deserve at My Car, Tyre and Auto. People first. T's and C's apply.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
The Nick Scully Spring Clearance ends Sunday with up to 50% off selected living, dining and bedroom furniture. Save up to 50% at the Spring Clearance. End Sunday at Nick Scully.
Laser Clinics Australia's Big Beauty Sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Ah, footy season. The excitement, the cheering and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52 and Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties $42 because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only, enjoy responsibly.
Just wanna dance, hey, girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans, hey, I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends, wanna do it to their ex and they get the job done. Girls just wanna dance, hey, girls just wanna have. Yo, X-Man, I'm the man now. Think I feel bad, he was fanned out. Do what you like, you've been too nice. He didn't do right, that's too bad now. I see that you worked all night, you tryna cash out. Girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and they get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have. If somebody try to get done for real, watch somebody get done for real. Baby, you a 10 and a 1 for real. You ran into some lanes, but I'm for real. You worked all night, you tryna cash out. Just wanna dance. Hey, girls just get some. Girls want to summer with their friends, want to do it to their ex and they get the job done. Girls just want to dance. Girls just want to have fun.
You can do what you want when you want. I can give you the night that you want. Side by side, I'ma hit it in the morning. Side to side, you gon' get it how you want it.
Girls just want to dance. Girls just wanna have fun. I don't know your plans. I just wanna get some. Girls wanna summer with their friends. Wanna do it to their ex and they get the job done. Girls just wanna dance. Girls just wanna have fun.
It's the Kyle and Dicchio Hour of Power.
Jack's got some own news, all thanks to dailymail.com.au. Everything you need to know right now. What's happening, Jack?
Cardi B's divorce from Offset is getting a slightly uglier.
So they're through.
She filed for divorce from him in July. They've been together for 6 years.
Aren't they always on, off?
Well, yeah, but I don't think anymore. She was 7 months pregnant with their third child at the time when this happened.
Right.
And she's never afraid to air her dirty laundry. She went on Instagram Live yesterday and was addressing Offset directly in this Instagram live.
You got it.
And bear in mind, just for context, Offset allegedly cheated on her during her pregnancy. So that's why she's pissed.
What, is this for us to now feel bad, like, that he's naughty?
Well, just why she's pissed.
Why she's pissed.
I guess for context.
But there's no proof.
Well, I don't want to say our, because how would I know, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's have a listen.
Yo, when I tell you, the narcissism is all time high. And you know what's so crazy? I really be feeling like when people be saying like narcissist and everything, I be like, do y'all even know what that word mean? But now I really do see what's a narcissist. You know what I find so crazy? That a think that they could just buy a bitch. You know what I'm saying? I love me shit, but you can't buy me no more, motherfucker. And it's so crazy that a that's enough. It's not enough, honey. It's just not enough. And you know what's so funny too? Since you want to fucking threaten me, talking about you want to take my shit, you want to take my shit because I'm moving on? Move on. Why can't you move on? Thank you for my kids, though. All three of them. I don't regret none of them. But I regret you. F*** you. I'm too good for you. I've always been too good for you.
Yeah, well, it's ugly. And then he was on there. So, you know, when you join an Instagram Live, it will say, like, Kyle Sanderlands has joined this Instagram Live. Right. But it said, obviously, Offset has joined this Instagram Live.
So he went on to watch it.
And then he commented.
Oh, God.
And he said,
I love these open forum arguments.
He said, you effed with a baby inside. Tell the truth. So he's accusing her of being the one of cheating.
Sounds like he might have just thrown a wild lie grenade into that.
Oh, it sounds very narcissistic to do that. I think she's quite right in calling him a narcissist.
I'm a bit with Cardi B. I am a bit confused at what girls think a narcissist is.
Yeah. Like, it's not. Well, I don't know. I can't speak for what girls think a narcissist is.
Anyone that doesn't agree with what the girl thinks is a narcissist.
Right. A lot of people confuse what narcissism is. They don't understand it completely.
Didn't it used to just mean you love yourself?
No. Well, that's, I think back in the day, people did think that, actually.
Sorry, I had to laugh at you then, Jackie. You're telling us what a narcissist is while constantly adjusting your fringe like some sort of TikTok girl. Like, the whole time you were saying you're in what a narcissist where you're trying to make your fringe
isn't
as perfect.
Someone who wants to, like, look good.
What is
That's
it?
That's not it.
Yeah, this is it. It's changed now, Kyle. The girls...
Lockie, get the dictionary meaning of narcissism.
No, I know what a narcissist is. And no one's changed the meaning. It's just people now understand definition.
You may know, but we don't know.
Yeah.
Guys, Lockie is going to read out the actual meaning of narcissism.
Well, okay.
So, narcissism is a self-centered personality style characterized as having an excessive preoccupation with oneself and one's own needs, often at the expense of others.
That's perfectly explained.
That's every person on earth, just
so
everyone knows.
No. And if you want to break it down even more.
At the end of the day, everyone will choose themselves
before they...
No, they don't have a lot of empathy. They're incapable of having empathy. They're very charismatic to other people.
Never said anything about that.
But behind closed doors...
I've read up about narcissism. Yeah, but the dictionary doesn't.
That's so giving you one line.
So what some herbalist thinks that
that's
it's
giving
all these
you
other
one
things?
Line. One line. That's all. Yeah, it's just a quick definition if you want to understand it more.
I think I am probably a narcissist.
Well, what you were just saying then, Jackie, I was like, Kyle,
you're super charismatic and you want to impress everybody because you feed off being put on a pedestal and being praised by others.
That is absolutely
now,
correct.
Now, when the adoration wears off
it,
in a partner...
It never wears off.
No, in a partner...
Oh, yeah, you divorce them.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like,
you go,
no,
bitch,
or,
where's the new lot?
Or what happens is you will then, behind closed doors, that narcissist will treat you like shit because you're no longer seeing them with rose-coloured glasses.
No. You know what?
They make out they're amazing to everyone.
I mustn't be a narcissist because I don't treat the girls, anyone that I've been in a relationship with, married to, dated.
Yeah, very nice.
Don't treat them like shit.
No.
If the relationship sours behind the scenes, I go a bit insular and sad, thinking maybe my idea of love is a fantasy and it's not a real... I can never achieve what I want.
How do you communicate that feeling?
To who?
To
myself.
To your partner.
Oh, once you know that, it's the communication, you think that you had your shot, there's not worth communicating.
Oh.
It's time to move on. Once you realise, that they're not into me, like, and I need more than that, convincing them to pretend or to... people are just never going to change.
Because they can move on super
people
quick.
Won't change.
Yeah, and they don't kind of, they just...
Making someone, you know, do this or do that because you want this and you feel
but
you've read
not-
a book, it's bullshit.
Yeah,
you just got to mix for you.
Look,
don't.
You're probably talking about something slightly different there. I think you're talking about someone. I'm talking about myself. I'm not talking about a partner falling out of love with you. I'm talking about just that you no longer. You know how when you meet someone and in the honeymoon period, they would probably put you on a bit of a pedestal, like adore you.
Yeah,
then as the relationship grows and time
and
goes
they
on,
just a piece of shit.
It's not as honeymoon-ish.
Yeah, that's everyone's relationship,
right? And so a narcissist struggles with the no longer being adored, so they find
they can't
that
move
feed
into the next stage of just
that's right.
Loving
so
the
sorry,
other
how
person.
Would Brooklyn understand?
Yeah.
You don't have the same feelings as
straight
people.
Again, you're missing out.
But you know, Mike Tyson, right? Let's move on. Yeah. Mike Tyson's fight is coming up to Jake Paul, and he said the other day to Jimmy Kimmel about how he's doing some pre kind of concoction of magic mushrooms and weed, and he plans on being high when he is fighting. Were you there for that?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you're looking like...
No, but I he went and admitted all this. What about the anti-drug rules and stuff fighting?
I'll play it for you since you missed it. It was on Jimmy Kimmel. Have a listen.
Will you be high when you fight Jake Paul?
Oh, I'm going to be so high off life, yeah.
Will you be high on marijuana as well?
That's a possibility, too.
It is a possibility.
Yeah, Mike loves.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, Mike might be in trouble because the Texas Athletic Commission have warned that they will be drug testing Mike the day before the fight.
What
and
about
if weed
some fun police?
And if weed shows up, then
what they're going to cancel
because
the
that's
fight?
On the list. Yeah, and if it's a failed drug test, it
Hang
means
on.
An automatic 90-day suspension, a fine, and if the winner of the fight tests positive, the outcome is changed to no decision. So they take the drug test, but they don't get the results back until after the fight. So if Mike wins, it will change.
But weed would make you a worse fight.
Totally.
Yeah, I know. That is crazy.
That's what nerds, the fun police nerds that test the drugs and they're weirdos.
You know,
all these weird types.
They're just making sure you don't
budget.
Yeah,
that's but all. Why? Get a life.
Well, I mean, sometimes it is unfair to others that aren't using the drugs.
What about men and women's sports?
Yeah, but let's not go... Listen.
Oh, sorry. It's not the
you
right
You don't
form.
Have to bring
that's
that
right.
up.
Yeah,
like, that's a different argument, but this
well,
is...
Well, you know, what's fair is fair for different people.
A genuine argument of, like, if someone's using enhancing drugs and the other person isn't...
It's not enhancing. It's dehancing.
Oh,
it's weed.
Weed is, but in general, it's drug testing in sport I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't need to be lectured about drug testing.
No, I know.
You don't even know shit about drug testing or sport.
No, that's
and here you are taking the affirmative on it.
Also, if weed's legal in the USA, is it even a drug anymore? Like,
well,
hey,
I mean,
hey,
are you allowed to box
right.
when you've got alcohol if you're a bit hungover?
I don't know.
It's a good question.
Dumb rules.
Yeah. Diddy's life in prison, a little update for you.
How's he doing?
Not good. He's not eating. He doesn't want to eat because he thinks someone might secretly poison him because he's got that many haters out there.
Oh.
I do have the menu for what's on offer in his prison cell.
What he's not eating.
Yeah, this is what he's choosing.
Write this down, everyone. This is what Diddy's not eating. Do you want to join his plight and not eat the same thing as well? Here's a list.
He can choose for dinner from chili mac and cheese or soy chili mac and cheese.
Oh.
With shredded cheese on top, some corn and bread and a beverage. That's his dinner. You can only imagine what that looks like on that tray.
Yeah.
Slop, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Corn, a bit of bread. Mm. And by the way, there's no margarine with that bread because the next day it says bread and then it says margarine with it that night.
So just dry bread.
So it's just dry
bread.
So
that's just to slop up the mac.
Yeah. And speaking of prison, Andrew O'Keefe, Australia's Andrew O'Keefe, who keeps going in and out of prison
at the moment.
He's
in Silverwater now, isn't he?
He is in Silverwater. Apparently he is the target of some cruel taunts with inmates who are crossing their arms in front of their faces every time they see him shouting, no deal. Because he obviously was the Deal or No Deal host.
Let me tell you, there's not a lot to do in prison and any bit of entertainment,
of course,
the prisoners are going to jump on board.
And prison officials don't deem this serious enough to segregate him, so he has to stay there and put up with it.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, really.
But screw that dog.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, you're in the clink. That's the way it is.
Yeah. Well,
no deal. They're all no deal. Every time he walks into the prison yard, poor bastard.
Oh, look, there are worse things you could be heckled about. It's not that big a deal, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
It's easy to say when you and I are in Hollywood and this donkey's in Silverwater.
Kyle and Jackie O's Hour of Power.
Will and Woody.
Can you hear the difference between a can of beer or soft drink just from the sound of it open?
Joe Jonas could hear it.
I believe that was a soft drink.
He's Buddy Donald!
Gary Barlow from Take That could hear it.
Beer.
He's Donald!
Swim cans!
There's nothing better than winning.
Can somebody else try and beat Gary Barlow from Take That? We need a new Can You Hear It World Champ, so we're going to be playing it every day this week.
Will and Woody for the drive home.
Weekdays from 4.
Only on KISS 1011.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
I thought this time I'd be pregnant. Instead, I am staring down the barrel of yet another painful cycle.
Hi, I'm Jo from Monash IVF. We know how painful it can be when each month brings disappointment. If you feel like you've tried everything, our team of fertility experts are here to point you in the right direction. With payment plans available, you can get access to fertility treatment now and pay over time. Make an appointment at Monash IVF today. We'll do what it takes together.
Get Metamucil for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. This daily cleanser supports gut health, aids regularity, and also traps cholesterol and sugars. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully is a Catholic secondary school for boys, focusing on academic excellence, multiple pathways for success and development of life skills. St. Joseph's offers a diverse curriculum tailored to suit how boys learn and reach their highest potential, with state-of-the-art learning facilities, our sports academy and an incredible sports precinct. Register now at stjosephs.com.au for enrolment information and principal tours. St. Joseph's College, a school that prepares for life.
The secret.
Hire the right person for the right role.
Right on.
Because your business needs someone that suits. Suits like a power suit.
With shoulder pads.
Hiring the right people for your small business is not a secret. It's the secret.
It's actually a website.
Yes, technically.
Seek.com.au. It's literally a website.
With better candidate matches than ever before.
Seek!
And you shall find.
Hi, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You know, I've been flown to Australia to tell you, you can get almost anything on Uber Eats. Like, chook? How do you say that? Snags, Mozzie spray, and Chewy? What is this like? Is this a joke? Sangha? Okay, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore.
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
On iHeart, you can listen to more of what you love.
More radio.
You're on the air, Kyle, Jackie, morning.
Hi.
More music.
More podcasts.
She's on the money.
Life Uncut.
The Pool Room. And now, discover and create playlists for every mood and moment.
Download iHeart Radio free from the App Store.
And listen to more of what you love.
iHeart Radio.
Hey, Dad. Can I borrow you?
Achoo!
Dad, can I borrow?
Achoo!
Dad.
Achoo!
Dad.
Achoo!
Hay fever got you snotty, itchy, and sneezy? Chemist Iron has hay fever and allergy relief for that.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow you?
Achoo!
Dad.
Achoo!
If it's effective relief you need, chances are there's a Chemist Iron for that. Always read the label and follow the directions for use.
Buckle up for Baby Bunting Safely On Board Sale. Save up to $300 off selected car seats, $70 off selected carriers and more. Plus, book our expert car seat installation. Get safely on board with Baby Bunting.
Bye, Baby Bunting.
Exclusions, T's and C's apply.
Whether you're thinking of selling or dreaming of buying, it's never too early to contact EasyLink Conveyancing. We're Victoria's largest conveyancing company, completing over 25,000 real estate transactions. To purchasers, we offer free reviews of Section 32s. And to vendors, no sale, no charge.
T's and C's apply.
Our multilingual team will help you through every step from start to settlement. EasyLink Conveyancing, making property transfers easy. Visit easylinkconveyancing.com.au.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
The Nick Scully Spring Clearance ends Sunday with up to 50% off selected living, dining and bedroom furniture. Save up to 50% at the Spring Clearance. End Sunday at Nick Scully.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
Footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52 and Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
Hi, it's Kyle and Jackie O here. If you love all the latest celebrity goss, we have the podcast perfect for you.
It's our own news where you'll get the latest from the celebrity world.
Kyle and Jackie's own news podcast. Press follow in whatever podcast app you're on to stay up to date.
Yes.
It's not a secret I try to hide. You know you won't be. So don't keep shaking our hands tight. You claim it's not in the cards and fate is pulling you miles away and out of a reach from me. But you're here in my heart, so who can stop me if I decide it's all my destiny? What if we rewrite the stars? Say you were made to be mine. Nothing could keep us.
You think I don't want to run to you, yeah. But there are mountains, and there are doors that we can walk through. I know you're wondering why, because we're able to be just you and me within these walls. But when we go outside, you're gonna a secret I try to hide, but I can't have you. We're bound to break and my hands are tied.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Hour of Power. Let's do this now.
I see dead people.
Please welcome Tyler Henry.
It's the Kyle and Jackie O Show. Tyler Henry. We know this name. We've known this name. It's got to be 10 years, right, Jackie?
We should ask Tyler, actually, how long, like, he's been doing this for on TV, obviously.
Tyler Henry, the world-renowned, what do you call yourself? All-round good guy, psychic medium.
Macaulay Culkin impersonator.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Heaven.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
I consider myself a clairvoyant medium.
Correct.
Yeah.
Clairvoyant medium. Do you ever get messages come through that are...